You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're moving on to our next conversation. Gosh, so much for us to think about with respect to the markets and the data that's going to be a slew of data, I suppose, that's kind of whiplashing the markets a little bit back and forth, in particular the mining stocks, but of course economic expectations for participants, the likes of which Madete is, something that might be a little bit augur a little bit more for, I guess, stability. AXA, the airports company of South Africa, has reported really pretty strong financial performance for the full year to 2024. I'll be joined right now by their CEO, Mpumi Mpofu, who is standing by to tell us a little bit about that. Mpumi, welcome to Kaya Biz. How are you?
Good evening, Rufilo, and good evening to your listeners.
Mpumi,
well, very good, very good. Thank you.
I'm sure. Mpumi, you seem to be maintaining the position of the healthy SOE. Tell us a little bit about the strong double-digit growth in revenue, pretty good profit. Well, first of all, profit, which we don't often see coming out of SOEs, of 1.4 billion rand, a massive improvement from last year's quarter billion loss, and a massive reduction in gearing. What are the key drivers there?
Well, good evening, and Rufilo, thank you so much. Firstly, I'd just like to confirm we have indicated a billion growth in revenue. That 16% translates to a billion. And that's quite significant in our area. The key drivers are really in the area of aeronautical revenue, where we've seen close to 600 million growth. And that comes off the increased traffic that basically has seen us improve to 88% of pre-2019 performance levels. And the aeronautical revenues really derive from passengers, parking fees, landing fees from aircrafts that come in, and international and domestic that is paid to AXA. The second driver is non-aeronautical revenue, where we've seen a 12% growth, 400 million rands in our non-aeronautical, and that includes our retail, commercial, parking, car rentals, advertising, the commercial portfolios in its entirety. That has performed very well. One of the key contributors to that is actually core duty-free as well. And that basically gave us the approximately 400 million extra that comes from the non-aeronautical revenue. Our operating costs have gone slightly up in this particular period. But Rufilo, I'd just like to remind you that we are coming off a low base. In 2020, we took drastic measures to reduce operating costs. We lost 600 members of staff and gave voluntary severance packages and early retirement, and we're really coming back to normal on our operating costs as we've opened up, as traffic has increased, as we're basically normalizing to what would have been our pre-2019 operation levels. So we're quite excited about that. Our EBITDA shows a 51% growth, and that's phenomenal, because in the first 2 years of COVID, we really had a cost containment strategy that kept our operating expenditure and kept our CAPEX. But in the current and previous years, we've opened up and our EBITDA has really just been phenomenal. That loss we had last year of minus 466 million has really converted to a 472 million profit in this year. It's in its entirety. That's after tax, because the before tax one is 1.4 billion, as you correctly indicated. So we're really excited. The performance of the airports in the entirety, driven, of course, with more than 50% contribution by OR Tambo, and the other is the King Shaka and Cape Town in the main on the international side. Our domestic market recovered earlier as well and is now basically stabilized, but we're seeing quite an increase also in new airlines coming into the country, and it augurs well really for an exciting period moving forward. I'm sure you saw the news coverage the other day. We were launching the inaugural flight of Johannesburg to Munich.
Yes.
And those frequencies are increasing, and every day we're looking forward to even more international flights coming back into our system.
Well, I mean, let me hop in there. I do want to put a finer point in it. I think you and I are obviously familiar with why, but just to put a finer point on it, was largely the operating environment that drove those losses. As I say, AXA has sort of historically been a pretty strong performer amongst the SOCs. And just to remind our listeners, the extent to which the halting of global movement during the lockdown period would have affected you. Are there any idiosyncratic issues particular to AXA that had nothing to do with the operating environment that have seen some improvement as well that have contributed to these results?
I'd like to indicate, in fact, one of the areas of growth that we're seeing is cargo. And cargo is growing globally result of a number of factors. So firstly, we speak to the geopolitical tensions that are blocking quite a lot of the maritime traffic in the Red Sea environment. And that's really contributing positively towards air cargo in two ways. One is the maritime industry is diverting back to the Cape of Good Hope, a lot of the maritime traffic, but also the air cargo environment, including ourselves, are benefiting from that. So we're seeing growth in the cargo space, and that is actually quite an important contributor as well. It's unfortunate it comes from the calamities of the Red Sea, but in a sense, we are benefiting from them as aviation and particularly in the cargo space. So what they tend to do in the cargo space is we're taking up with the increased traffic that's coming from normal passenger airlines. We're taking up quite a lot of capacity in what's called underbelly. We have wide-bodied aircrafts which are now able to take more cargo underbelly, but we're also seeing quite an exciting increase in dedicated air freighters putting out capacity and really opening up to air cargo. Sitting very pretty, we believe, for the African Continental Free Trade Area, which will allow us really to be the primary provider of a solution in intra-Africa trade. As aviation, you would know the challenges of infrastructure on the continent. They are not ready yet with rail, seaports, and other long-term infrastructure. Yet in aviation, we've seen development of new airports on the continent in Angola, in Zambia and certain countries where the Chinese have put in the investment, and the opening up of those airports augurs well for all of us because we can really put a significant growth into the cargo and allow those countries to trade between themselves and using the most efficient mode of air transport, which is aviation.
If you're just joining us, the voice that you're hearing is that of the CEO of the of the Airports Company of South Africa, Ms. Mpumi Mpofu. Mpumi, I have one more question for you, please, particularly with respect to the construct of, or at least your revenue sources, airport by airport. You mentioned a little bit earlier that more than 50% of your aeronautical and I suppose even non-aeronautical revenue comes from the likes of OR Tambo, followed closely by the likes of King Shaka and Cape Town International. One of the victims of lockdown, I would say, is probably passengers sitting in smaller cities in South Africa, insofar as the consolidation of airlines and even the halted operations of SAA for some time made such places as Kimberley, you know, Bloemfontein and the like see far less frequency in terms of air traffic. Has that had a knock-on effect on those airports for AXA?
It has to some extent, and really what's happening in the domestic market has been the issue of consolidation. But, you know, this doesn't impact on the bottom line. So what tends to happen in the domestic market is as soon as an airline shuts down, it takes a few weeks, maybe a month, and quite easily the other airlines take up that capacity. So in a sense, you just have a dip at the point at which it happens, and that happened with Mango, with the cut of some of the SAA ones. It happened with Com Air. But very soon thereafter, they all shifted to SAF Air, to Air Link, to Lyft, and SAA is now back and has taken up that space. So that adjustment does not give us too much of a negative impact. It's very short term. It's whilst the airlines are reorganizing themselves, and very soon thereafter, we go back to normal. The servicing of those particular airports, we think, has reached full capacity. And what we spoke about today is the actual very exciting CAPEX program, 21.7 billion, which is going to see us expanding those small airports that you are concerned about. Okay. In fact, if you've traveled recently to Chief David Stearman in Gqeberha, you've traveled to East London, they are almost full to capacity. There isn't enough space, there are no lounges, and yet our recovery is actually almost 100% in those small airports. So the commitment we've made is really to invest in those airports and expand them quite considerably over the next 3 years. Those are our urgent projects. You will see terminal buildings expanded in the small airports across the network. George, Chief David Stearman, King Paulo in East London, and then you'll see also a terminal expansion in Cape Town. I don't know how many people have been in Cape Town on a Friday afternoon. We've really been constrained.
Yes.
And that's the immediate project we're going to implement to open up that terminal on the domestic side primarily, and then do also enhancements on the international side. Exciting program as well in OR Tambo is cargo. As I indicated, this focus on cargo is going to get us through. We're building a brand new 5.7 billion cargo terminal at OR Tambo in order to really kickstart the cargo thing, support African continental free trade and the export drive that South Africa is really looking for in order to grow our economy.
For me, selfishly, you mentioned Cape Town CapEx. You know, in a previous life on a Cape Town radio station, I used to speak to the guys who ran Cape Town International, and now I'm going straight to you, the boss. I beg you, please. There was supposed to be from the landing terminals or the arrivals terminal. Apparently, there was supposed to be a much simpler cutting across that we had never been fully established, so that we don't have to do that long walk of death to the luggage collection. I don't know if that is still on the cards. Is that part of the refurbishment that you're doing? Most of the time we come off a plane and there is an exceptionally long walk that I understand was supposed to have cut across straight to where we collect luggage.
Absolutely. I think all of those areas of enhancement on the terminal building will be implemented as part of this refurbishment. But also more importantly, I think we have been quite constrained on spaces. If you look at the terminal building, there's going to be an extension to the open side towards the fire station, and that basically will give us expansive space that opens that up. The walkthrough will break into the luggage area, and there's quite an extensive reconfiguration just to make the airport more accessible, make the passenger experience more pleasant, but also just create efficiencies around how long it takes people to disembark and the time it takes for them to really get to their public transport or their other transport facilities across the airport. The design of Cape Town is actually a rectangular elongated one, and that normally comes with airports designed like that, but the expansion will change it more into kind of square shape, which makes it much more efficient instead of elongating it further, which is what you're complaining about. And that will get efficiencies on distances you walk.
Yes.
The expansion is intended to do that.
Yes.
The danger, though, is that these elongated airports do result in long journeys, walking journeys. And the other thing is when we get to a particular threshold, we convert to travelators, and that is determined by the airport size. So you'd know that we obviate that problem in OR Tambo by putting travelators, so you don't feel that walk. So when Cape Town reaches that threshold, that's automatically what will happen to cut the passenger walking time and make sure that the journey is much more efficient.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much to Mpumi Mpofu, CEO of Airports Company South Africa, AXA, delivering stellar results. And just as a final point, lovely to see that expenditure, not with this great result, notwithstanding expenditure in order to fill vacancies that have been created by the staff reduction program and restoring employee rewards and some benefits.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.